The story of King Solomon and his famous decision are well known, even by people who have not read much or any of the Bible. Solomon, faced with two women who claimed the same baby, decreed that the baby should be cut in half. The woman who said, "No, don't kill him," passed Solomon's test as the true mother. There's no physical cutting in half even suggested in the play Solomon's Blade, we think. But there's certainly tension. Tension between people, tension between ethnic groups. The play gets its world premiere at Camelot Theater and Talent. Lisa Beth Allen is the playwright and our guest on The Exchange. Lisa Beth, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me.
I understand Solomon's Blade actually had a reading in Ashland several years ago. Tell us about that.
A little more than several. Yeah, it was 2004, and it was selected for the Ashland New Play Festival as one of the, there were three plays presented that year, and it was one of the three.
So Rogue Valley audience certainly heard it already, and I'm curious to know, over the course of time, since it's been almost 12 years now, how much additional work has gone into the play?
Quite a bit. It's changed a great deal, and in fact, even working with Livia at the Camelot Theater, we've done a good bit of adjusting and tweaking and shifting, which has just been, it's been a great collaboration.
I understand that the starting point for Solomon's Blade, what got the whole project started, was a chat with a family member many years ago.
Yes, I hope she's not listening.
All right.
But if she is, I respect and love you. Yeah, there was a conversation, and I was really struck by the certitude of belief and knowledge that this person had. And
about what in particular?
In this case, it was in fact about not necessarily the Arab-Israeli conflict, but a devotion to sustaining Israel as a Jewish homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And we were dealing with things other than just, like, as I said, the Arab-Israeli conflict. But there was such a certitude in the right to exist at all costs, including human dignity, human life, world politics. And I felt like we weren't really having a conversation. And I wondered, what would it take to break open that certitude so that there could be, or potentially would be, a dialogue?
And so is there any ripped from the headlines element here, a true story on which Solomon's Blade is based?
Nope, just my life. and in fact, just that one piece of my life. Everything else in it certainly comes, I think, as a writer or playwright, it all comes from our perspective and our world experience. But it's all fictional, except for that idea of what does it take to, and is it possible to open up someone whose ideas are so solidified and almost dogmatic.
So give us the basic setup. I mean, Tamar Greenwald appears to be the central character at the beginning. Her sister is pregnant and brain dead in a hospital bed.
Yeah, her sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm, sister-in-law.
Whom she has not had a close relationship with over the years, both in feeling and as well as time and space. So she's having to take care of some business that's very, very personal and dramatic and traumatic for any family, for someone that she didn't have much of a relationship with.
And so, I mean, what kind of research did you have to do to get familiar with the situations between Arabs and Israelis here, the legal realities, the medical jargon? I mean, the whole ball of wax here.
Yeah, there was a lot, and I think that in part that's, you know, there were two paths of development. One was absolutely the path of the technical information and trying to get history and all of that right. And then the other path was the emotional life and world of the character, and as well as the events. It took a long time. And what was fabulous, and what I can't say enough of for all of those organizations and individuals who supported the reading and the development over the last 10 years, each time it would be read, I would get feedback. You know, somebody would come out of the audience and say, "Well, I'm a nurse, and this just didn't ring true. Here's what you might consider. Or you might want to read this book. It gives you more information about this little piece of the puzzle." And then I would go out and do that, and sometimes that would lead to making decisions to pull things completely out of the play. Sometimes I would realize, ooh, I have to do a lot more research, but I need to keep this in there, so this is, you know, it's going to be another few months digging up correct information.
Right. So again, the basic setup is a dying Israeli mother and potential adoptive Arab Israeli woman.
Well, she's a dying woman. She's not Israeli. Mm-hmm. She is American, born into Judaism, and doesn't particularly practice a lot. But Tamar is very devoted to her Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes the speaker and the mouthpiece for Claire, who is the woman on life support.
So there's such baggage between the groups here. I mean, and a lot of black and white thinking, it seems, to the rest of the world anyway. So how hard a line for you as a playwright to try to hit the bases of conflict, of course, but then truth and then reality and familial relations and all that stuff?
You know, it took a lot, and I personally grew up in a Jewish home, Jewish family, and I was very, very active. So that part of it I really knew. And then as I became an adult and started traveling the world, my eyes were open to so many beautiful possibilities of connection to something greater than us, something divine. So those aspects were easy because I had lived them personally. I think the others were harder. I think I'm still working, even though this is the world premiere. I'm always open to feedback. I'm one of those writers who loves to tweak things and get it right. And it is hard. The beauty of this play is that it's about listening. So I think in this play, if we get it right enough, the larger themes come to the fore and are supported by that theme of Arab-Israeli conflict.
And just finally, a few seconds left here, how thrilling is it to have your world premiere, but in Ashland, not even in Ashland, but in Talent, Oregon?
It's incredible. It's wonderful. Livia and I tried to work together years ago. She wanted to produce the play, and I was in an accident, had an injury, and wasn't able to work with her at the time. So this is really remarkable to come full circle. And she's just, what an amazing human being and artist, and she understands the play in her bones and has made it larger than me, which is what I want, what any artist wants is in theater. It's a collaborative art, and you want that end result to be larger than your individual vision, and she has done it. She's amazing.
Solomon's Blade at the Camelot Theater in Talent, running through this month. Lisa Beth Allen, the playwright, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.